Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/ProRevenge, where this dude finds a way to poison his entire scout group without any of them realizing he'd done it. I'm not left-handed. I'm also not allergic to poison ivy. So, I'm one of the few people who aren't allergic to either poison ivy or poison oak, a superpower I once used for evil. Small evil, not the bad kind. When I was in the Boy Scouts, it was still a quasi-paramilitary organization, and we went on a camping trip for a jamboree one summer. I was about 13 or 14 at the time. This particular jamboree had us camping all week long with our local National Guard. They instructed us that week on shooting the M14 and M16, as well as the M2 and M249 machine guns. They also instructed us on pathfinding and had us running a 10-mile course through the Arkansas countryside. I suppose I should mention that I absolutely hated most of the scouts in my troop. Half of them were psychopaths. One of them chopped a kid's finger off after the kid dared him to, and the rest were a bunch of little entitled D-bags, so I really didn't have a single friend in scouts, ever. It's one of the reasons I eventually quit. Towards the end of the jamboree, shortly after I woke up on Saturday morning, our head scout, an Eagle Scout no less, whacked me in the forehead with the butt end of a knife that he was using to eat peanut butter directly from the jar. Why? I don't know. Just because I was there and he felt like it, I guess? Now, the day before, while we were doing some basic reconnoitering of our course, I happened upon a patch of poison ivy and noted its location on my pathfinding map. After the silverware incident, I honestly hadn't really thought of getting back at him or any other of his psychopathic sycophants who thought me getting thumped in the head was funny. However, when it came time for me to take over on our pathfinding march, we were only a couple of hundred yards from that patch of poison ivy I found the day before. I didn't know if anyone else knew it was there, but I had an opportunity. And if the Boy Scouts taught me anything, it was, whenever an opportunity presented itself, you be a man and you freaking go for it. Well, alrighty, if you insist. The best part was, because it was July, we were all wearing shorts. I marched us straight through the patch, and not one single scout, tenderfoot, life, or eagle identified it. They were completely, beautifully oblivious. I had the best night I'd ever had on any camping trip in scouts just a few short hours later, as I listened to the cries of every single scout in my troop as they went absolutely mad from the horrible pain and itching that poison ivy causes. And the cherry on top? Not one of us, nor any of the other troops, nor even the National Guard guys, had even a single frickin' drop of calamine lotion. It was the most cathartic revenge I've ever experienced. After all of the BS and bullying I'd put up with from those little Lord of the Flies idiots, the sweet sounds of their suffering lulled me gently to sleep that night. We had to break camp immediately the next morning. Aw, dang it. I was just starting to have fun. I don't know what the National Guard guys had planned for that day, but I didn't care. I never wanted to go on that jamboree in the first dang place. I got home early on Sunday, and it was one of the best days ever, as I happily returned to a wonderful shower, a clean bed, and our lovely, lovely air conditioning. Wow, what a great way to start today's episode. The best thing about this revenge, in my opinion, is that there's no way that anyone would ever know, really, that it was your doing, right? How could people know that you knew that you were not allergic to poison ivy or that you took them through that path on purpose? It's just like, it's so innocent. You can always just say, oh, I just didn't realize. What can they say? You can't disprove the fact that you had no idea. It's great revenge that affects so many people that you dislike, and there's no way they can pin it on you. It really is brilliant. Gotta say, OP, slightly sadistic, when you said the sweet sounds of their suffering lulled me gently to sleep that night. That's mental, but I do kind of rate it. Just really good revenge. Excellent stuff. Now for our next post. It's Taco Tuesday, bitch. I'm not using my regular account for this one because there's some mildly incriminating stuff and I don't need to be identified. I'm thinking I should make this my dark secrets account because holy heck, I've got more. I used to enter recipe competitions for fun as a bored housewife. I was good at finding them online, I had a system, knew what the promoters wanted, and I usually won. So, some guy starts some kind of health and fitness website and runs a recipe competition to promote it. I do the thing, a Buddha bowl if you're wondering, and as usual, I'm announced the winner. Congrats OP, you've won $1,000. It's usually not a cash prize, but okay, awesome. Except, this guy never comes good with the money and just ghosts me instead. I decided to send one last message and move on with my life. I can use the recipe and photo again since it was never published. He finally responds and he's hostile. I'm like, sorry, what? And he proceeds to threaten me with his goons. All like, I know people in Sydney who will F you up. Oh, he thinks I'm in Sydney. And I tell him to just forget it. I already accepted that I'd never see the money. Instead, I start Googling this guy and I come to find that he is a complete idiot. The proper gym bro tough guy with no social skills. I also discover he's opening a taco era in Sydney. I infiltrated his Facebook friends list with my creeper account. I added a whole bunch of his friends and family first, so I'd show I was having friends in common, and then I used my new position to gather intel. I made a Google account with his mother's name and photo, I'm really that creepy, and left reviews saying his tacos tasted like someone farted directly into my mouth. Then I made a glitter bomb, using a greeting card that opens landscape style, with like a tissue paper pouch full of glitter glued to the inside, and sent it to him at his restaurants. I googled his email address and found his post on Gumtree looking for a chef, LMFAO, so I make a new email address. And I'm like, I'm a friend of the most common Facebook friend's last name, family, and they mentioned you're opening a taco era. I'm moving to Sydney. I was a chef at my uncle's Mexican restaurant. And do you have any jobs available? You do? Oh, how exciting. Will you please give me a chance? Great. I look forward to working for you. Every day, I had a credible excuse not to show and milked that until he was just about done with my rubbish. Then I left a message with an employee. I can't come into work today because our boss, the taco guy, didn't give OP, using my real name then, her prize for the recipe competition he ran on his failed website and then threatened her with violence. And then I waited for him to contact me. He was a little upset and I confessed everything. All the little mind screws, all the petty stuff, cancelled orders, all of it. He told me he'd pay me if I stopped. I declined the offer. I said I'd rather have $1,000 worth of fun at his expense. Maybe next time don't threaten people with goons. I said I might not ever get bored of this. And the last thing I ever said, every time you have a bad day, you're going to wonder if I was somehow involved. Oh wow, that last line actually probably hits the hardest because he genuinely will think now every time something goes wrong. Was that Taco Tuesday involved again? Was OP involved again? Very good stuff. Very deserved, by the way. You can't run a fake competition, come on. If you run something with a prize and you don't give the winner the prize, that's disgraceful. I'm sorry. Especially when you're directly pushing your brand and you know, you're new out there and you're trying to gain some customers and all that stuff. Very bad form. Deserved. I've got to say, OP has definitely been watching some YouTube videos to come up with this revenge. The glitter bomb for one, that's a classic. You know, using a Google account with his mother's name and photo. That is just, wow, that's next level. That is a bit creepy, but very good. It's excellent stuff. Great revenge once again. I'm a big fan.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now moving on to our third post. Now this one comes from Petty Revenge, but it's an absolute classic. Spam call me, I'll have fun with you. Like most people, my wife and I get spam callers. Admittedly, we don't often get them, but when we do, we just hang up on them. Until today. My wife starts getting spam calls from the same company, and we know they're spam as they always ask for her using her maiden name, not my surname. So she says, I'll just get her for you. before handing the phone to me and telling me to do my thing. I say, with a very obvious, I'm just messing with you, old woman's voice, "Oh, hello, I'm..." and then wife's first and maiden name. The spammer says, "Hello, yes, I'd like to talk to you about life insurance."
"Life insurance? Oh, well, you see, I'm old. I don't have much of a life these days. I'm 93.
"Well, even more reason to get it, to protect your family."
"Well, as it happens, I don't have any life at all. I died 3 weeks ago."
You died three weeks ago?
"Yes, I died 3 weeks ago. Poor old heart just gave out. The funeral's next Tuesday if you want to go, at the crematorium on Tarworks Road."
No, thank you. Sorry to hear you died and sorry to disturb you. Goodbye." And thankfully, we never heard from them again. If we want life insurance or whatever it is you're selling, we will call you. Now listen, here is a question for you lot. Have you lived, if you haven't messed, with a cold caller? In my opinion, the answer is no. Not to this extent. This is very good. The fact that he said, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that you died," like keeping up with that, you know, customer service and all that rubbish, is just brilliant. Because normally someone would just put the phone down at that point, I think. But hey, I'm sorry to hear that you, the 93-year-old that I'm supposedly speaking to, died 3 weeks ago. It's very good. I do have to say, though, that cold calling definitely is one of the toughest jobs out there. Imagine the abuse that you get from people. Like, it's just not very nice. I get it. Like, people do it and it probably works. Otherwise, cold calling just wouldn't exist, right? But it's still tough for these people, like the spammer. But hey, look, it's never nice to be spammed with calls like this about things that you just don't like. So you know what? I think this revenge was actually quite justified, and it was very innocent and very funny. OP, fair play. Oh, by the way, before we end this episode, let me know down below in the comments, have you ever had the call where they say, "You have so many viruses and, you know, software on your computer that's gonna kill it. You need to throw your computer in the bin or download this little program. We'll fix it for you." Ever had that one? I remember that one back in the day multiple times. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to throw my computer in the bin. So, you know, the more I think about it, the more I have done exactly this. And if you have a story like this one, comment it down below. I want to go and read some of them. I reckon they're very funny. Please let me know. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/ProRevenge. A little bit of petty revenge in there as well. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more revenge stories right away, check out this video on screen. That will keep you occupied for a long period of time. If you are new to the channel and you haven't already done so, hit this button, subscribe. And I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new Reddit video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.